Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download and listen to your podcast from CelticUnderground.net. This is the Celtic Underground Top 10 Preamble. Now, I know some of you are still holding out for the Cup Final Review podcast, and that will be coming. It will be incorporated within the entire Celtic Underground Season Review podcast, which will have the usual number of contributors. But before we go into that, we have the highly important and very consequential Celtic Underground Top 10 coming up. Those of you who've been online and social media, looked at the site in recent times, will know that it is that time of year when we are looking for your votes for the Celtic Underground Top 10. Since the formation of the site, the Celtic Underground Awards panel have been reviewing, analysing and discussing the merits of the entire Celtic squad. Some seasons we've had obvious standouts, whilst in others, well, just picking a winner has been challenging. If you think of last year and Mowbray years, never mind an entire top 10. And when it all comes down to it, the vote usually produces George Samaras as a winner. So, accepting that Samaras cannot win this time around, we've decided to open the voting to all. Yes, hold back the excitement. Don't wet your pants too much. This season, you, dear listener, can vote on the top 10 performers in our squad. All you need to do is cast your mind back, starting at the Lincoln Red Imps game, all the way through to the final seconds of the game against Aberdeen, and recall those moments that took our squad through to immortality. And as you step back through the glorious chapters of this season's story of invincibility, start to recall the defining moments. Who created them? Who played that fantastic pass? Who put that winning ball through? Who put the ball in the back of the net? Who put Kenny Miller up in the air? Together we can build a record for generations to come of those stars who really made this season. And this year there's one more very special award. The Samaras moment. The Georgios Samaras award. Yes, in recognition of our Greek god, we're looking for that one unforgettable moment in the season. That point when time stood still and everything was perfect. It may have been the Tierney goal against Man City, the Lustig fifth at Ibrox. It could have even been we've had a vote all in, votes in already for the final whistle at the Hapoel Beersheba game away. Or people have voted for Brendan walking through the door. Quite a few votes for the Simonovic tackle on Kenny Miller. And obviously there's been some votes too for the Rodic winner at Hampden, and then some late arrivals such as Craig Wyke being found not guilty. If you want to cast your vote, simply compile your list from 1 to 10 with the ultimate star of the squad at number 1, and then also identify the Samaras moment for the Samaras award, and email your list to podcasts, that's podcast plural, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, podcasts at CelticUnderground.com. .net. Get your submissions in by 5pm on Friday the 9th of June, and if your selection matches the group vote, you can be really smug with your mates. Coming up, I'm going to run through some previous season's awards, and you might be quite surprised. So this season, in voting for the Celtic Underground Top 10, you have three goalkeepers in the squad, a number of defenders, midfielders and strikers. So if I go through the squad in order, we've got Craig Gordon, Doris De Vries and Logan Baye. I don't think anybody will be voting for Logan. Sorry, Logan, if you're listening. And I'm not really sure if anyone will be voting for Doris. Again, sorry if you're listening, Doris. In the defenders category, we have Toure, Izaguirre, Simonovic, Gamboa, Boyata, Lustig, Sviatchenko, Tierney and Ralston. For the midfielders we have Beaton, Brown, Sinclair, Armstrong, Commons Mackay Stephen, Rogic, Roberts, Callum McGregor, James Forrest, Liam Henderson and Aboue Kouassi, that £2.3 million signing that has made such an impact. And then in the strikers we've got Griffiths, Dembele and Aitchison. If you then want to vote for someone who's out on loan because you think he did a brilliant job, I know it's highly unlikely, but there were seasons where this is what we could have done. You get Fasan, Ambrose, Janko, O'Connell, McCart, Christie, Allen, Ayer, Thompson, Nesbitt and Chiefchi. So if you want an idea as to the fact that the Celtic Underground website gives a fantastic insight into the soul of our club, there's nothing more that sums up where we are as supporters than the Celtic Underground Top 10. Although the first few years of voting was naturally the select elite of Celtic Underground contributors because we knew best, this season and last season, it was opened up to the masses, and despite letting in the great unwashed and all and sundry, and we can see with the vote that's coming up the problems of letting everybody have a vote in a democracy, amazingly we actually think letting people in to vote has improved the Celtic Underground Top 10. Well, not improved, it's just proved that we were right all along, because most of the people vote in line with what our great panel thinks. But it also gives an insight into the dilemmas of picking a top 10 in a really, really shit season. So I went back through the Celtic Underground archives and I'm going to give you the last two seasons under Ronnie Dyla, but first of all, the Mowbray season. Quite amazingly, the top 10 contain players who are here on loan, players that I'd forgotten about, and two goalkeepers. The top 10 in reverse order, best way of award ceremonies, were Samaras, Zaluska, McCourt, Josh Thompson, yes, Fortuny, Hinkle, McGeady, Nguemo, remember him, Boric, and Keane, who is here for half a season. Quite a remarkable top 10, I'm sure you'll agree. Under Ronnie Dyla, the 10, in reverse order, again, with a player in here who only arrived in the January and who would be a million miles away from this season's top 10. I'm guessing, don't push it anyone away, where, in reverse order, Gary Mackay-Stephen in 10th place, yes. Then in joint 9th place were Izaguirre and Commons. And then in 7th place, Griffiths. Then Beaton. Then Virgil van Dijk, the £60 million defender. Then Danaya, ahead of van Dijk, who's now playing in the Championship. Then Craig Gordon and Scott Brown in joint 2nd place, with Stefan Johansson winning the Celtic Underground Player of the Year. And then we have last season, where many people didn't submit people outside the top three, and one person actually voted for Jack Aitchison, even though he'd only played 16 minutes. Sums it up. So, in reverse order, last season's top 10 was the previous season's winner, Stefan Johansson, and dropped down to 10th place. Near Beaton, the perennial mid-table guy who, again, I'd be surprised if he's in this year's team, in 9th place. Lustig, 8th. Gordon, 7th. McGregor, 6th. McGregor, mid-table, people say, oh, McGregor's turned into a game this season. Well, he was in our top 10 last. Patrick Roberts, who only came on loan and really only played in the last 6 or 7 games, in 5th place. Rogic, Sviatchenko, Tierney, and Griffiths, with Tierney and Griffiths, their vote a million miles away from everybody else. So that's three interesting seasons. The Mowbray one and Ronnie Dyla's one, giving an insight into people's thought processes. If you just want to participate, get your vote in to podcasts@celticunderground.net. Vote for your Samaras Award of your defining moment of the season. And All will be revealed shortly. So I hope you enjoyed that Celtic Top 10 preamble podcast. Not too long, nice and short for your listening ears. Don't forget to get your votes in. Email podcasts@celticunderground.net. That's podcasts@celticunderground.net. Get your top 10 in order. 10 up to the Premier player at number 1. And then there's a Samaras Award for the magic moment of the season. Get that in. If you're listening to it after 5 o'clock on Friday the 9th, you're doing this too late. Tough luck, mate. If you're getting in before, then get your email in. Thanks very much for downloading and listening throughout the course of the season, rating on iTunes, sending comments. You can send any comment you want on the email that I've just given out. You can tweet to any of the team on Twitter. And there will be more podcasts along soon. As I said at the beginning, this is me, Harry Brady, saying goodnight and God bless. Good night.